Chapter 17. Pyrexia. This is not a disease in itself, but a condition which accompanies certain diseases, especially those where a fever is induced. Pyrexia, therefore, is an abnormal rise in body temperature. Anything above 99 degrees Fahrenheit is usually regarded as pyrexial, and above 105 degrees Fahrenheit is hyperpyrexial and serious. There are three types of this condition. Continuous, when the temperature remains above normal throughout 24 hours with only a slight variation. Remittent, when the temperature is above normal but shows a greater daily swing than in the continuous type. Intermittent, when the temperature passes from normal to a very high level in a short time and then returns to near normal again. With a rapid rise in temperature, the patient may feel cold whilst the skin is hot and dry. Pyrexia is regarded as one of the body's defense mechanisms against invading organisms. It is caused usually by infection of some kind, or some disorder of the nervous system, which affects the heat-regulating center. Occasionally, the injection of a vaccine will cause the body to overheat abnormally. The power of heat. The soul can become fevered as well as the body. Heat is a powerful force, but its effects vary according to its location. In the greenhouse, it advances growth rapidly. In a coffin, it accelerates corruption. Heat is passion, and when it warms the heart, it can be a blessing. When it settles in the head or under the collar, it can be a curse. Cerebral pyrexia often inflames the spirit and scorches the reason. Collar heat makes men hasty in judgment and precipitate in action. By it, a little fault is converted into a great wrong. As the temperature rises, the back gets up. Heat makes the blood boil. Inflammation makes the head sore. Calefaction leads to choler. And as a result, the spirits of others are wounded. Feelings are hurt, and friendship is soured. Sometimes soul pyrexia is a defense mechanism against the invasion of light into dark places. A hot temper seeks to repel those forces which expose and unmask. More than once, a soul desiring to advise and warn has been driven away by a fiery temper and a tart tongue. Too often, as the head gets hot, the heart gets cold. The breast nurses feelings, which encourage resentment and contention. So the spirit is testy, touchy, and tendentious. That which began in hot defiance ends in cold isolation. That which started in high dudgeon ends in low despair. The sad thing is that this condition tends to separate the sufferer from the very forces which could alleviate his disability. Others cease to seek his company or ask for his help. Invitations to cooperate diminish for fear of being rebuffed. Discussion is avoided, lest it should develop into hot disputation. Friends become cautious and acquaintances become indifferent. Men who ought to be open and artless become furtive and shuffling. Fellowship in the ecclesia is fevered and oppressed by pyrexia. Temper trouble. Almost everybody at some time has temper trouble. An occasional outburst of anger is understandable, may even be justified. This is not pyrexia. It is interesting to notice, in the Bible, men occasionally fail in the very thing for which they are notably strong. Abraham, the outstanding example of faith in the Old Testament, once adopts a subterfuge about Sarah out of fear for his own safety. John Zebedee, the apostle of love, is calling down fire upon the Samaritans because he has been rebuffed. Peter, the man of rock, is craven when he is challenged by a servant girl. Moses, the meekest of men, once loses his temper. This is not pyrexia. The diagnosis is concerned with that condition where the loss of control over passion is regular and conspicuous. In some people, it is continuous. They are always out of humor. With others, it is remittent or intermittent. But being normal, suddenly they are fractious, peppery, choleric. Perhaps the two outstanding examples of this condition in the Bible are Cain, who in a state of hot, vicious temper slew his brother, and Saul, who, out of a condition of hot impatience, usurped the power of the priesthood. The power of love. One passage in the New Testament marks the answer to pyrexia. 1 Corinthians 13. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, is not provoked. This proclaims that love is long-tempered. One of the fruits of the Spirit is long-suffering, the habit of love. Another is temperance, which means self-control and is the opposite of hot temper. Self-control is the victory of love. The answer, therefore, is a sincere and serious attempt to seek and apply all the means of grace whereby the face and force of love can be expanded and developed in the soul. The gospel reveals that Christ is set upon winning his victory in each individual heart, so that step by step a man's life becomes love-mastered and love-driven. Pyrexia is a difficult condition, but not too difficult for the one whose strength is made perfect in weakness. In submission to him, the fevered soul is healed.